Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتبيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad.
Charles Mills, 1788 to 1826, leading historical writer of his time, says the following about Imam Ali in his book, An History of Muhammadanism, page 89. As the chief of the family of Hashim and as the cousin and son-in-law of him whom the Arabians respected, it is apparently wonderful that Ali was not raised to the caliphate immediately on the death of Muhammad. To the advantages of his birth and marriage was added the friendship of the Prophet. The son of Abu Talib was one of the first converts to Islamism, and Muhammad's favorite appellation of his was the Aaron of Second Moses. His talents as an orator and his intrepidity as a warrior were grateful to a nation in whose judgment courage was virtue and eloquence was wisdom.
Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Madar Jaan Girami Fidae Naam Ali
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we talk about this beautiful and truly universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, of course, who was the greatest apprentice and the greatest pupil, and perhaps can be very well said the greatest miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he was the embodiment of so many truths and realities. And perhaps this is precisely because he was the most perfect student of the Messenger of Allah. Now, unfortunately, there are many of the other sects in the Muslim world who consider some of the other companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to be better than Imam Ali alayhi salam, or at par with Imam Ali alayhi salam. And sometimes they even try to make the other companions look better than Imam Ali alayhi salam. But to be honest, the best truth and the best fact and the best evidence and the best proof for the superiority of Imam Ali alayhi salam above all the other companions, first and foremost, are the numerous traditions given to us by the Messenger of Allah regarding the superiority of Amirul Mu'mineen, the Commander of the Believers, and of course the verses of the Quran which refer to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and of course the universal persona and the life of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam. All of these are proofs and evidences, and quite clear evidences, to the superiority of the Commander of the Believers, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. One of the things that we learn from Imam Ali's universal persona is this idea of economic justice. Now, of course, we live in a world which probably for a few centuries now, economic justice is something that, of course, is raised as a slogan, but is not accomplished. Matter of fact, in the last few centuries, the world has not been able to achieve some sort of economic justice. Now, regardless of whether we are talking about the free market capitalist system or we are talking about the communist system, both systems are based upon materialism. The only difference between the two is what is considered the just distribution of wealth. So in the communist system, it is still a materialist system, but the distribution of wealth in a so-called just manner is to distribute it completely equally amongst the people. And on the other hand, the free market capitalist system, again, it is a materialistic system, but the manner of distributing the wealth justly is, the strong survive, and it is individual-based system. This is not what the Islamic system is. The Islamic system, first and foremost, is not materialistic. The Islamic economic system is not materialistic. And apart from that, it does not completely go to the extreme of favoring the individual, and neither does it go to the other extreme of completely disregarding the individual, as the communist system does. Of course, if we want to see the beautiful models of economic justice, we need to look at the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, especially during the time of his caliphate, where economic justice was one of the things in which he fought for. And matter of fact, some of the companions, or the initial companions of Imam Ali, eventually fought him because of this economic justice. For example, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam would distribute the Baytul Mal, the public treasury, fairly in an economically just manner. Of course, the collection of taxes was based upon the income of an individual. The collection of khums, again, based upon the savings of an individual. And then the distribution of the public treasury based upon economic justice. And so the Islamic model truly, which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam, is something that is very much needed in the present day and can solve many of the economic injustice problems that the world faces. Another profound and comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Islam in its fullest motion in the Quran, that Imam Ali alayhi salam, how did he reduce the casualty? By the way, 20,000 people were killed in that battle. That's a lot of lives, relatively speaking. Then, today we have 7 billion people, then we didn't even have a billion. Don't forget that. So, there was a lot of death, 20,000. But Imam wants to cut the casualty. He says to one of his soldiers, he says to Malik Ashtar, I think, and says, go to that camel and kill, cut the legs of that camel. For it's that camel that's keeping the spirit alive. And the soldiers attack the camel and they cut the legs of the camel and the camel falls. She was still in the cage. She falls with the cage, unhurt. And the battle stops. Because the enemy realized, oops, our flag is gone, the morale died, and Imam Ali saves the day. So when he takes this wife and tells her, pack up, let's go back to Medina. How does he do it with dignity, brothers and sisters? Not with taunting and cursing and bad names and throwing rocks at such people. No. We have to obey Imam Ali alayhi salam's sunnah in the sense that he is the reflection of the Holy Prophet. His transactions are a command upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam does not taunt her, does not curse her, does not damn her in public. He sends her brother, Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, and says, go and talk to your sister that she should now pack up and let's go back to Medina, for you have been commanded by Allah in the Quran. وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Remain in your houses, O wives of the Prophet. She refuses. Then Imam Hassan goes. And Imam Hassan tells her something that she quickly packs up and goes back. I won't discuss that tonight. There was something Imam Ali alayhi salam had in his hand as a trump card. They all knew about it. And they said that trump card was given to him by the Prophet. And if Imam uses it, many, many are things they wouldn't like. And Imam threatens, says, I will use it. She quickly packs up and goes back. And dignified, Imam never does anything else. Like, Wallah yuhibbul muqsitin. Allah loves the peacemakers. Tonight we commemorate the shahada of Imam Ali alayhi salam on these grounds. On the grounds of hikmah. On the grounds of justice. That while he is the Khalifa, when somebody, a Christian man, takes his shield, Imam doesn't taunt him. And says, I am the Khalifa, you have stolen my shield. Give it back to me and I will behead you. No, he goes into court and the judge addresses the Christian man by his first name and then he calls Imam Ali by his title, higher status. And Imam is annoyed and the judge says, you're already annoyed. He said, how dare you have given me a higher status before you have passed the judgment, before you have heard the arguments, how did you confer upon me greater status? Will you find just people like this in the world today? That the minute we get a little authority, we want to abuse it. You think Imam Ali alayhi salam can be compared on this earth like this? That's why Allah says, "Anfusana wa anfusakum." That when he goes to the grave, when he goes to the masjid, and he becomes shaheed, that stroke should strike our hearts. That I need this man as my role model. For if I'm ever going to come to its perfection, to the love of the Prophet, because he is my reflector of the Prophet. There's the Prophet said, "Wash-shamsi wa duhaha wal-qamari idha talaha." By the sun and its brilliance, and the moon which follows it. He says, I am that sun, and the moon that follows me is Ali ibn Abi Talib, and the remaining 11 imams who will reflect me when I am not there.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.